This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, there was one crisis averted today. There is not going to be a port strike on the East Coast, at least not right now. After threatening to strike over how much they're paid, the International Longshoremen's Association says workers will stay on the job for at least the next 30 days. So does the pay for a longshoreman line up with the work? Here's Marketplace's Eve Troe.
There's a certain romance to the word, longshoreman. In essence, it means loading and unloading cargo ships. Daniel Yee at the Port of Long Beach says the job does have some timeless tasks.
When a ship comes in, actually tying the ship onto the berth.
But also highly skilled technical work.
A gantry crane operator goes up 200 plus feet up in the air, you know, over a container ship and picking up those containers.
He says longshoremen file into the union hall each morning to get their assignment, and they're paid by the hour. If you average the pay reported by the unions and the shipping companies, a longshoreman makes about $100,000 a year, says Michael Leroy. He studies employer labor relations at the University of Illinois. He says that's in line with skilled construction work.
If you were to ask, well, what does a crane operator make in lower Manhattan lifting large blocks of stone up a skyscraper, you would find a pretty good comparison on wages and benefits.
Container ships and automation have drastically shrunk the number of longshoremen needed, says MIT economist Thomas Kohan. But their unions still hold a lot of power.
Even though they're small in number, the service they provide is very pivotal and can't be replaced.
Ports are an economic bottleneck, he says, especially for a consumer economy like the U.S. Goods can't flow without longshoremen. And that puts pressure on shipping companies to straighten things out fast. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.